This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, it's 4:50. We are officially starting this essay meeting. So if everyone could sit down, that would be great.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Yeah, you can say present or here.
Why are you
kidding? We didn't get past that. Why? We didn't get past that. We didn't see it.
What?
No, you said there's no mistake.
Here.
Dylan's here. Somewhere. Adam Dylan is here.
He's here. He's here. Sorry.
Hold on.
Present.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
How are
you? David Dean says hello.
Yeah. Please keep quiet during our roll call so we can make sure that everyone we get the correct attendance.
Miss Jen Kim.
She's not here. Here.
Who? Is that a new person?
Here.
Here.
Good.
Yeah.
Who's here? Who's
here?
Here.
Now we're like here.
Yes.
Here.
Do you want me to present the report from the desk?
Also, Ravarek's here, right? San Angelo's here. They don't have that. And then I'm holding.
Yeah. Well, no. Not usually, but we'll move it to...
All right, thanks. We're actually going to move. We're going to come back to Section 2, New Members' Oath of Office, once we get the pledges back. So we're going to move on to Section 3, approval of the September 15th meeting minutes. They've been circulated. Are there any corrections? All right, seeing none, the minutes are approved. We're now going to move into open microphone. Does anyone in the audience want to speak that's not already on the agenda? Great. So could you state your name and year for in the microphone, just for our record? Jesse, what's your last
Thank you.
so you have 30 more seconds.
Okay. So I just want to say, like, if we are looking to get in there, you can call the hospital. And we would like to support, like, all the money that we're doing for now. But if you start from a much more literally sort of coaching from the computer, what Infra doesn't have a lot of things on the ground here in New York City, and we can provide that. And I think, you know, as a member of the city, I think it's definitely more than a lot of that on the city.
Great. Thanks, Jesse. And if you could just keep us updated through the representatives as well, we'll send around the blog as well as requests to post on it. We really appreciate the NYC Tech and CUSD's involvement and want to keep supporting it. Yeah. So thanks for your notes. All right. Moving on to a section of announcements and reports. The first is going to be Trustee Alex Boras and Vice President of Public Relations Mohit Gurjani talking about Oguego. Oguego? Oh, and Representative Desai. Sorry. Oguego.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And if anyone's interested in getting involved, you can contact any of the three of them, or if you need their information, you can let me know as well. Moving on to the next announcement, an elections update by Director of Elections Adam Raveret.
I totally want to listen to our not very we have 7 new members to the assembly for the freshman at large. Our new members are Peter Scalzo, Ross Kitten, Don Meyer, DJ,
Wait, how do you say your last name?
Yes, Carrie.
Okay.
Our transfer student will be Cal Sarah Ballard. And engineering at Miami, Abby Miller, and
Miller.
So,
let's
have a
round of applause.
So, elections are now over. In the next 2 weeks, I'm going to start working on changing the election rules, clarifying a few things. So, I'm going to be interested in that, you know what I mean?
Do you have to be like not running next year or a senior to work on that stuff?
So I would just like to congratulate Director of Elections Adam Raveret, since apparently we've had one of the highest rates of voting since the trustee election, and not seen an SA election in a very long time. I believe about 3,000 undergraduates voted, and not all of the population of Cornell could vote, so it's a pretty substantial amount. So congrats to Adam, and good idea for getting the vote out. So thanks. All right, moving on to the next announcement, Arts and Sciences event recap by Representatives Rao, Brown, and Zolman. So for the new representatives, this is just one of the outreach events that we were briefly talking about before. Every different college and different constituency gets to put on at least one outreach event per semester. They go through our Vice President of Outreach, Ulysses Smith, and the Arts and Sciences reps decided to put on an ice cream social in order to provide feedback on her plaza yesterday. So this is their update to us. So thank you guys so much. It was a great event. All right, so I'm giving an update about academic and student services streamlining process. Yesterday, myself and Trustee Boras went to a conference basically that Susan Murphy put on about what the administration has done to really curb back on a lot of finances that they incurred during the recession that started in 2008. So a lot of you, the ones that were here, 4 years ago, remember that a lot of things at the administration level had to shut down. So this conference really looked at what they've done to restructure. They had a consulting group come in to figure out ways that they could best streamline all of the services they already provide to students, but make sure that they retain the ones that are definitely needed. So they looked at it through conference services, dining, athletics. in housing. And they decided that housing, they're going to look at restructuring through graduate students. There was nothing really updated from the undergraduate side. But dining, they had closed a few locations, but opened some new locations like the Rusty's in Eurus and also the new Goldie's in the new physical sciences building. So dining has really bounced back from a lot of the restructuring that they had to incur in the past couple of years. Athletics is actually changing a bit of its structure. 11 of the sports, of the 36 Division I sports that we have, are now self-funded. So it's on athletics now to kind of fundraise and find new ways to get revenues. And then conference services really didn't apply to undergraduates at all. But I just wanted to let you know that there was a conference on it. The administration is really trying to make sure that everyone is aware of the changes that have been going on financially behind the scenes of the university. And I wanted to pass it on to all representatives. So if anyone asks you about it, you can let them know. And I'll be sending along the video that was taped from the conference when I get it in the next couple weeks. All right, so moving on to the next announcement, a gorge safety update by Anisha Chopra.
Hi, guys. I'm
A dining announcement update by Representative Zillman.
So we have a really awesome dining event next Wednesday, the 28th. I know it's not there are two parts. There is the usual dinner at RCCC, and it's called Farm to You, the annual fall farmers dinner. This year it's featuring Barton Lieber, Michael Welch, and Barton Lieber is a nationally known chef who's been working a lot with Michelle Obama at the White House. And he deals a lot with sustainability. He's really well known in the dining world. And he's giving a talk from 4 to 5 before the dinner. It's supposed to be really interesting. He's given a TED talk before. You check it out online if you can or can't make it to the lecture beforehand. But it's part of the growing sustainability movement. And we're actually going to be talking about sustainable food at our next dining meeting. Representative Goldberg suggested. We have that on the agenda. And then dinner from 5 to 7, the menu was amazing. And I like to talk about it. But it's not everything, and there are vegetarian options. It's a really good, fun event that I put on, and it's a really good experience to go to dinner. So please let me know if you're going to time it, and I'll go together. But you should go. Yeah.
Great. All right, the next announcement is the Cornell Caring Community Celebration announcement by Representative Vice President of Public Relations, Mohit Gurjani.
Cornell Caring Community Celebration, for those of you who don't know, is an attempt by the student assembly to remind the public of you know, the stresses associated with the school, and to sort of remove them from the environment for a second, you know, kind of remind people to look out for each other. It was started now 3 semesters ago as a reactive measure in response to suicide that took place on campus, and now is, you know, evolving to a more proactive measure. So, you know, just to remind people to look out for each other. This year, Coach Chang, the committee would be myself, Lizzie Smith, and then representative from class council, Danielle, whose last name is escaped at the moment. We will be meeting next week to pick a meeting date, to pick a date and time for the event. If the weather holds up, we'll book Hope Plaza and the memorial room, and should the weather hold up, we'll host it outside. And if not, we'll host it in here. We would need participation from more student assembly members, and we will reach out to you next week to get the community meetings up and going.
Do you want to explain what happens at it?
Okay, so as for what happens at it, for those of you who are interested, we partner up with a lot of community organizations, namely Cornell Minds Matter. There's Megan over there, she's president. And we kind of put on this event where there's usually some performances, lots of free giveaways, free food. It's just kind of it's almost got a carnival feel to it. It's a very happy event. And it, you know, putting it on just makes you feel so great. Going to it makes you feel better. Those of you that haven't been, look forward to it. It should be a good time.
There you go.
Thanks.
All right. The next update is Resident and Community Life Update by Vice President of Outreach, Julie Smith.
Do you have a question?
Yeah. If you have a question, go for it.
Is there like a theme to this one? Because I know a couple of them last year.
We'll announce that after the next
And just 15 minutes ago, actually, I met with Joe DeMarco, who was outside. Joe DeMarco, he works with the Cornell Emergency, with the Cornell Emergency Response Group, fire specifically. So he wanted to start reaching, using help. He wanted to use the assembly to help reach out to students when it comes to fire safety. So I'll be using the safety task force. You guys have another initiative along with that, so I think you guys are going to.
Can you quickly do a outreach update as well?
Yeah, sure.
You have a minute.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so for the outreach, it is wonderful. I cannot say enough about the event that our science representatives did. Your comic box when it's over, it was beautiful, it was great, it was very successful. I have a hope that the rest of you can start emailing me or any of a lot of the leaders or the new representatives, please feel free to contact me when we can talk about what these events are, how we can make that anyway, and how we should do it. For upcoming events, as I said, every weekend I give you the list of change. Coffee hours at 4:30 every Thursday by the fire station right there around the library. We spend one today, it's beautiful. Lunch is 6 to 6. It's every Thursday 12 to 1. Next week we'll be featuring Dr. Brian from Friday Study for Jay Barbatez and Kurt from being there, along with other members. Into the street, we'll be doing what we're doing. If you have to fill up a little piece of that now,
All right, we have a PR update by the Vice President of Public Relations, Mohit Varshani.
This one is short and sweet. So yesterday, for the first time, this semester, the Communications Committee met. For those of you who don't know what that is, the Communications Committee is like kind of the official PR arm of the SA. So any official communications from the SA are sent out by members of that committee or myself or Natalie. So one of the things we do is we handle the website. The SA website, Natalie built a new one last year, put a lot of time and effort into that. We're just doing finishing touches on that, and it should be ready to launch by fall break. But our posts, like our blog, our Facebook will be active as of now, because now we have people who can routinely put the updates that I write, that we all write, out onto our pages. Nate Schreifen is working on Facebook ads polling for us, so we can get more support and feedback from our constituents. He's also working on things to take and see on, like, mechanism of taking feeds from the different blogs that we may have, like new Tech Campus website that could potentially be coming up, and feed it directly into our Facebook page. That would just make everything more automated and a lot easier for everyone in question. That's it. And to the 7 new other members, if you do want to submit to the engagement committee, which you'll hear about later, then feel free to reach out to me if you want. Thank you.
All right, we have a lot of announcements today, so bear with us, but I think this is really good. This is showing everything that we're really involved with this so far during the semester, which is a lot considering it's only the first couple weeks. So moving on to the NYC Tech campus update by Representatives Block, Zolman, and Wolford.
What do you want to do from there?
I mean, the point is just to get, like, if
sure if, I would be more to have different things once if it's decided that we get it. But right now, the whole effort is on promoting why students want this and how much students want this.
This is a great way for you to get involved as the new engineering rep to the NYC campus, so we're excited to have you on board. All right, we have a update by Executive Vice President Adam Gitlin.
Hi everyone, a couple of things, a couple of announcements for Sunday, not in any way to compete with Forrest, Romeo, and Mohit's announcement from earlier. Sunday 1st at 10 a.m., there is a jog for Jill on behalf of Ingrid Nunez, who is a student at Cornell University who was diagnosed recently with lung cancer, and a lot of the student body is participating in it. I think it's a 5K jog. I'm not positive, though, but we will send out more information about it. That's 10 a.m. on Sunday. At 2 p.m. on Sunday, there is a memorial service in behalf and in memory of Nathaniel Rand. He would be a senior, but he passed away this past summer swimming accidentally when he was swimming in the gorges. Natalie and I have both been in contact. We made an announcement at the first SA meeting, but we've both been in contact with his parents, and they're really appreciative of this memorial service, and there'll also be students speaking there, which they really wanted as well. So that's at 2 p.m. in Keating Dining Hall. And then the last announcement about Sunday is we will start sending out the time and location of exec board meetings, which are completely open to everyone to come to. Over the past couple weeks, because of Labor Day and because of a few other issues, we had to keep rescheduling the time. But we now, after this weekend, we'll have a set time and location, and we'll start sending that around. And basically, executive board meeting is when we sort of outline sort of the plans for the week and discuss the upcoming issues, and it's completely open to anyone. Thank you.
All right, so I have one final announcement. I'd like to send a big birthday shout out to our Vice President, Adam Nicoletti. It's the 21st birthday of today, so happy birthday, Nico. And now we're going to throw you under the bus and make you report Appropriations Committee recommendations to you, Ema. So, okay, so let's see Minds Matter since we have someone in the audience representing them. And just for everyone to know, this is the start of our bi-line funding cycle where Adam Nicoletti will be presenting the reports that the Appropriations Committee has decided on funding, and it's up to us to review the reports and listen to the people that are in the audience to represent the committees and then approve them as well. Yeah, give a brief overview and then go into it.
So all the members were like the spring, the first thing I come in and talk about this, but for the new members of the SA, first of all, basically this is the first installment of the bottom line process that is
Keep going.
So basically, the student assembly has a 3-year charge of allocating instead of the $2 and on top of their tuition every year. And so currently there were 29 final member organizations, and there were 29 members that applying, and there are 50 ones that are applying as well. So the appropriation committee is charged with hearing all the groups and recommending to the student assembly an appropriate funding. In the bottom funding world, as we're really putting the report, it's all by first student-based funding. So So for mathematics, they received $1 per student of that $16 last time cycle. The 12th cycle, and for the 14th cycle, which begins next year, the community has recommended that they receive the increase they asked for, which is $1 per student. Usually, if you want to put it under an approximation of 30,000 students. So, you know, obviously, we find out what the real number is once the county conference can come and tell us about October. But that's okay. So we're going to be spending a lot of time on this process. A big job, a big task, is really important because it impacts students directly. Not only in what they want to do with the large organizations on the campus, but also what the wishes of the community. On the past time cycle, it was $204 for those students to be But you guys will learn more about that too. Just before I start on the matter, if you guys are interested in information, we talked about that in depth, but there are three spots for staff members on ML and anybody who can run ran for a position and then did get elected for the spring. But a really great opportunity to learn about the campus for governments. But anyway, and one more thing, all of the bottom packets are now posted on the assembly website, as well as rmsa.com/funding, go to the public packet. So if we're in some group or confidential, like what they did versus close day, unfortunately you can't know how much we pay for Nelly or contribution, you can't know how much we pay for the baby. So those are the exact packets, but you can still learn a lot about the numbers, and most of these are your full financial statements. Anyway, so the first one we're going to talk about is Mind and Matter, which looks to be taken by the one of the Cornell, and they got another position, Megan, sitting right there. They released a dollar to the past time cycle, and they asked, and they're going to continue the recommendation to the Corporation Committee, because they released $1.50. Due to the fact that they had a pretty good idea of where to put that money, and that there was a significant amount of pent-up demand for their program. So we thought it was really efficient on how you manage the use of community money. So how this works is every week we present the report, and if you'd like to approve the report and adopt it, that's by a majority vote. If you disagree with the recommendation of the appropriation committee, you can vote to overturn it by a two-thirds vote. So normally we would vote to overturn unless it was this year, and you'll hear the migration will get cut. Talk about that. I guess we'll talk about that bridge. So I guess people can report, you can do report by report. So.
Yeah, so let's go to the first report.
Sure.
Mind Matter.
Yeah. So the committee recommended $1.50. And thought it would be efficient to find felt that the individually stuck on show triggers to focus on that. And I can take questions about Mind Matter, and then we'll go ahead and we'll do CDM.
All right, so I'm opening up the speakers list for anyone that's new to the essay. You can literally raise your hand at any time, and I'll write down your name, and then you'll be able to have the speakers list. But once the person presenting has stopped presenting, we'll open it up to whoever has raised their hand. So first on the speakers list is Representative Block.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam, for the work you've done so far. I just wanted to know a little bit more about Mind Matter. Why does Mind Matter apply to the event that you guys felt were shorted at this moment? You guys want to expand the program?
We're adding new classes. We're adding professional history every month. We're adding fraud. We're adding
right. Next on the speakers list is Representative Mueller.
Hi, I just wanted to voice my support for voting to accept the
Is there dissent? All right, seeing none, we're going to vote. If the clerk...
Call for acclamation.
Oh, there's been a call for acclamation. All right. All right, yeah, I'd rather actually have a vote present for all byline funding reports. So if the clerk could please call the roll. So yes is to approve the report. No is to say that you don't agree with the Appropriations Committee funding. Yeah, if you could just call everyone's name. Thanks, count.
Yeah.
Not here.
So, I'm sorry, you can say yes, no, or you can abstain.
Hmm?
Oh. All right.
Okay, I'll...
Yes.
I don't vote. By a vote of 23 to 0 to 1, the resolution passes and my matter is $1.50. So moving on to the next report, CU EMS. Go for it.
And so I want to
having mentors prepare yourself for the road on regular under the that you remember some of the and then just come to material issues that are back to them, and then maybe put your mind in it, and then just maybe do your proper diligence on the group. And also understand get the mindset of that we're helping on student programs in our campus, but we don't control student groups, we don't go around with student groups saying we fund you with the essay, we allow the classes to take place and help the students do what they need to do. And in that I think that the issue is something that you have to do. So I just want to clear that up now and make sure we have to make sure that that community here is representing the so GMS is the Emergency Medical Services Student EMS on campus, and they are fully funded by the student activity and graduate student activity, about 80% funded by the undergraduate. And they added for the 6th degree from 384 to 390, and that was mainly for increasing insurance premiums, additional maintenance on the vehicle, as well as changing the way that they
right, first on the speakers, this is Representative Kerr.
I think everyone can agree with you, and CUEMS is a valuable service, and unless anyone has any strong objections to this increase, I call the question.
All right, there's been a call to question, and there is a second. Is there any dissent? All right, seeing none, we're going to vote, and I motion to vote by placard. So if you're going to approve the recommendation for 390, an increase in 6 cents, please raise your placard. Yes. You can put your placards down. All those that oppose the Appropriation Committee's decision, please raise your placards. And all those that abstain, please raise your placards. All right, by a vote of 22-0-0, CUEMS will receive $3.90. All right, moving on to CU Tonight Commission.
So the CU Tonight is a funding board that is set up to fund labeling programming with a non-alcoholic program. And CU Tonight started about 10 years ago to have increased the level of activity in the a number of organizations here are funding boards. So for instance, the FASC is a funding board. And their purpose is to take the funds that are being come from the community and so, in the past process, there was $10. They asked $10 grant. There were several funding committees recommended that they give 50 cents cut to $9. And while I think the group, this is some appropriation, yeah, I feel like while the group has demonstrated great amount of professionalism, really good leadership with the way that they went about funding and very good together, this is more of an issue of access funding by the community. About $20,000 is plus for this group every year they're getting all over. And the community felt that if those funds are not being spent and utilized much in a much better, more efficient way, or they were under the authority of a different group that might be actually able to spend in that way. Dead funds for working in that system. In their projections, you can then either package online or follow their question. In their package, they suggested their projections that they would reduce funds to the surplus next year to $2,000 from their average of $20,000. I think the committee felt that that was unreasonable because they were projecting that they were going to fund a lot of programs that had already passed. And we saw that there was kind of, there is a correct amount of funding
five pages. You can just copy my server to get there, log out into the website, and allow the students to really, work with the issues, and figure out the appropriate amount of compliance. One of the reasons why we just had a lot of surplus was because a lot of them said it was fun, but they the group you guys got from the convention, they would have to spend $800 of that. And $200 would basically be this title, and then in a year, it would be so much more lower. And so that was one of the big issues we had to do. Before we open up the questions, I wanted to briefly talk about another data that we learned from the conference. And because the articulation is there is a very high sensitivity to control and volume. Two groups of individuals before, there is a large demand for them to see 25% or groups are requesting 25% more than what is currently being allocated by the team. That's mostly because they're getting very abnormally high requests, but regardless of the shows that we have to improve the conservative over the cost of our funding. The administration tells the assembly that the target amount of rate is meant to be mediated to 40%. So with the request of 25% and a target of 40%, there's going to be some difficult decisions that have to be made. And so we're just going to make sure that every decision made is ultimately going to be best structurally for the student body in the future. And that doesn't include marketing and the areas where there's wages or issues. So with that, I can open it up for questions. And one thing is the group, every group has an opportunity to appeal their decisions after the meeting right here, and the group voluntarily decided not to appeal and to accept the recommendation of the appropriation committee. And while this is increasingly a program in our opinion, and we can go to the student assembly as well, we just felt that there were better ways to find organizations to do the program.
All right, first on the speakers list is Representative Block.
First question I have is, is the limit that the student can give the semester, are they supposed to be able to find out for that
and give the semester? I mean, that's the group for obviously they can come in the middle. I would assume that what they're going to try to do and control 100% to basically making sure that everyone that gets funding is actually going to spend. And that can, I think, manifest itself in a number of different reasons. So, for instance, if the group applies for that, I believe that all the union members are on the campus. So, if you ask for $2,500 and it's only $8,000, they can't say, okay, well, we're going to give you $1,000, we're going to give you everything you ask for, none. Which maybe is another structural issue, the way that they do that. But maybe because people aren't spending all the money, they don't have to demand on the United States and getting anything elsewhere. So maybe that's one reason why they're not that. So that's the first rock. I think those are less advantages at the same level.
Sorry.
Can I give you a
problem?
I haven't spoken directly to this, but I think
All right, next on the speakers list is Representative Desai.
Are we allowed to make a comment or does it have to be a question?
No, this is business of the day. So, yeah, you can ask a question.
I can't make a comment.
You can do both.
Yeah, this is just the sentiment that people might have of, the SA is working a lot on late night programming, and now we're cutting a group that funds late night programming, so what are we doing? I guess just to address that, as a member of the Appropriations Committee, an ad hoc member, the goal wasn't to cut down on late night programming, but to make campus funding as efficient as possible, and basically we were looking at it the fact that this $20,000 surplus is being rolled over every year. And not only that, but in past years, they've decided on their prerogative not to allocate all the funding that was available to them. So clearly, like, they're funding all of the worthy applications that that they see. This cut, 50 cents, will cut them down by, you know, $6,000 a year, which still leaves them some room if they do wish to increase their funding over the next 2 years if they so see fit. So, like, I guess just to quickly address that, and Vice President Nicolet, if you want to build on that, just to make sure that we're, like, not, that we're clearing the air, that we're not trying to cut late night programming, we're just making funding more efficient.
Do you want to respond?
No.
All right. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Kerr.
I agree with your sentiment, especially in today's like economic climate where like tuition is rising and we pay a lot of money on healthcare. It's not necessarily that we should, students want to make sure they're getting the most for their dollar because they're spending so much. And the $20,000 per month for many organizations is a very good thing, but for a programming board, it's very bad because it shows that they're not using all of their money. So I think that we should definitely agree with the appropriation of the composition. And I call the question.
Second.
All right.
We can, they're actually all most of their money, but more of a structural way maybe demand up for the service. So I would say more business target about the funding, and we're going to hopefully get it.
All right, there's been a call to question. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, there's a second. Is there any dissent? All right, seeing none, we're going to vote by placard again. So those that want to approve the CU Tonight Commission for $9.50, please raise your placard. Can you guys raise your placards again? Sorry.
Nicoletti is 21.
And 20. Okay. All those that oppose, please raise your placard.
21 to 1.
And all those that abstain, please raise your placard. All right. By a vote of 21 to 1 to 1, the SA approves the CU Tonight Commission for $9.50. And 50 cents.
Great. Well, I appreciate you guys going through that. We have 28 more to go. and next week, in the funding, we're going to be hearing reports from local day programming board, we're not on the commission, ooh, and we're going to be programming board. So it will be there for the three of you. So we've got that.
Thanks, Adam. All right, moving on to SA Resolution Number 9, Off-Campus Promotion of Medical Amnesty. Sponsored by John Mueller, Gannett Health Services, Chris Sanders, Katarina Ballroom, and Kate Fiddler.
So last week, everyone here to be chief of combat with a position to stand. And also, I didn't know how much money we would like to spend on this. So I would tell you, first of all, I would like to change the last clause that we would resolve to say that the Chief Assembly would provide
up to
$500,000.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Sure. Okay. So, the CFO is going to provide up to $500,000 special budget funding for the region.
$500?
Up to $500,000.
Great.
That is just one question. It does seem like a feasible project on that budget. I'm sure you don't know less than that, but I would like to have that issue at 500. Mostly because the numbers in for college are really tough to figure out. I'm wondering if you can find it there. there's a new law that has a really good effect on everybody that essentially embedded in like the LMA is a law related to anyone in the university. So if you're an alcohol or a problem to the point where you are so sick, you need to go to the hospital, you or someone who are called for, or if you want to call for someone, you have, there's a change in criminal code that this will be talking to you for. So it's very much reasonable to then policy that we have on campus, so we're going to enforce the equipment that we did college and know that. So the idea is to run the staff so they see everyone in their own window when they walk into the party in the refrigerator, in the drink, on a bathroom mirror, so, anyway, that's the idea. As far as issues you should do, I've spoken with a lot of landlords, and landlords are very happy about this.
Speakers, this is open. Sure.
Is New York State promoting this in any way?
So I'm going to put that point of information to the sponsor.
Sure. That's a really good question. I haven't seen a word yet. The only thing I'm going to be asking is actually written by students in college. They got a little story of like local interns or academics.
Well, what wouldn't you have done?
I was just going to say that. If it is, good just to change that it's in, you know, like, they need to bring a lot of stuff in. It's on people that a lot of stuff in for. And I think that if ever there is people just saying it, promoting it in this manner, it would be a very effective way to get that as well. Did you look at that?
Yeah, I think also, at least the local police and what, Cornell University Police Chief Kathy Jonas said that they've been focusing on the implementation plan and rolling it out before, I guess, any PR could happen. So they haven't really been focusing on publicity, to answer your question.
All right, next on the speaker's list is Representative Kerr.
To answer your question also, this law went into effect Sunday, so the New York State is going to start rolling the publicity effort out like within the next few weeks and months because it's very, very new. I applaud this, and I think now that we know exactly how much we're spending, I think that we should just go ahead and fund it because it's a very noble effort and will ultimately better the health of everyone in college. Call the question.
I'm going to actually not call it to question right now because I'd like to hear Representative Meller. It's Avi. Speak into the mic. 1 second.
Because I think, you know, no matter what people are, if they need to work on the information,
long-standing advertising
campaign
sort of.
But aside from that, looking at how much it costs to put your things, it's really not a lot. Some of the sizes that I'm looking at, you know, you get, I would be lucky to get $500 or $500 for some type of design. So I'm trying to think through what it can do, how to design it, but $500 is not a lot of money for people to do that. Even if I'm interested in, you know, one more heavy house and then just letting a lot of people to do it, it's still a lot.
Point of information?
Yeah.
How much is Gannett allotting for this? Because I know that we've spoken about Gannett being involved as well.
All right, so I'm going to put you on the second speaker's list for that and go through the first speaker's list. So next on the speaker's list is Representative Dolman.
You didn't have a microphone.
So I was looking at the last page of the law.
Sure.
How much money is in total? I just saw it on the budget, but can you remind me how much is in the project fund?
Yep. I'm going to pass it over to the Vice President of Finance, Adam McLeod.
Can you please restate your question?
The question was, I know it's not the budget fund speech, but can you tell us exactly how much it is in the special project budget? Just to give people an idea of how much of a job it does.
Sure thing. So we target $5,000 to be spent for this year, but we have $16,909 in special project spending. It's a drop in the bucket. But don't talk about it.
We try, for everyone that's, I guess, new, we try to save our special projects for things that we don't know if they're going to come up or for big projects that we want to see happen through the student assembly. So this would qualify as something that would come from special projects. Okay, next on the speaker's list is Representative Gitlin. You'll be executive vice
president. Are you my chair?
No.
Oh.
Your brother. Clarification, I'll call you executive vice president and you'll be representative.
Yeah. I'm serving on the Gitlin Assembly.
I think it's very important to class everywhere. I think that it's very important, especially when we're talking about things that can help. I think we should continue that and just be able to stand whatever we can do to ensure that there's a better one.
All right, there's been a call to question and there's a second. Is there dissent? There's been dissent. Representative Scalfo, can you explain your dissent? You have 50 seconds, 30 seconds.
I think that we should maybe try to find out that New York City is going to publicize it and if they're going to be distributing it in which way, we don't use any more money of it. Because I don't think New York City is going to publicize it and through magnetic posters if you request for it. So maybe we can get a packet or a body to put around the cost of money.
All right, so there's been dissent and it's been explained. So how it's going to work is we're going to vote to vote. If you want to vote, it has to pass by 2/3 of the people sitting here right now. So if you want to vote on this resolution right now, you vote yes. If you want to keep going with the debate, you're going to vote no, and we'll go back to the first speaker's list. So if you want to vote on this resolution right now, please raise your placards. And those that do not want to vote on this amendment, please raise your placards. And those that abstain, please raise your placards. All right, by a vote of 20 to 2 to 2, we are going to vote on this amendment. So if we're going to we're going to go through this again. So now we're voting on the amendment. We voted to vote, and we did agreed that we were going to vote on it. So now a yes vote, you uphold the resolution in its entirety. A no vote, you don't believe in the resolution, basically. And abstaining is you don't have any preference. Or sorry, that was kind of harsh wording for it. So if you want to pass the resolution, please raise your placard.
Touchdown to bear.
All right, you can put your placards down. All those that vote no on the resolution, please raise your placards. And all those that abstain, please raise your placards. All right, by a vote of 20-1, resolution 9 passes. Yep, and you're able to say something. Moving on to our final resolution, amendment to the standing rule. Parliamentarian Santangelo. Sorry about that, Aaron.
He's got $500 for deputy therapy for the president.
No one for 5 years.
Speech therapy.
All right, so as I'd like to say that anybody had for the voting report. Basically, the passing vote is a kind of grandfathering rule that follows down from a Senate assembly and tells this is subject to be put into our state.
All right. First on the speaker's list is Vice President Nicoletti.
Yeah, like Parliamentarian Santangelo said, this is just closing a loophole. I think in the past, when we've tried to go through violent funding and groups have been like, where does it say that it needs to be 2/3 vote? We say, well, it's just like standard operating procedure, but it's not written. So, Aaron's done a great job with finding the hole and making sure that our governing documents are in class.
Great. Next on the speakers list is Representative Kerr.
Can you just explain exactly what this does? Because, like, I think the front line of this kind of don't make sense to me. Like, I don't exactly know what the impact is.
Yeah. So basically, it's a function of parliamentarian government. But to explain this a little bit more, basically, for a resolution to be adopted,
when we're doing violent funding, basically majority, half, or 2/3 to overturn, and we do that in all of our reports, but it was just never put anywhere, and so Smart Alec likes to try and call us on that, so now we're good, and we covered that loophole, and we're actually writing that in officially.
All right, that's the end of the speakers list. This is new business, so we can't vote on it unless there's been a motion to move it to new business to business of the day. So just putting that out there.
Motion to move it to business of the day.
All right, there's been motion to move it to business of the day. And second, is there any dissent? So to move it to business of the day, this means that we can ask questions or we can vote on it. New business is what happens when it first comes to the student assembly, and it's only really to ask questions and not to comment. And then it comes before the student assembly again. So there's been a motion to move it. There's been a second. Is there a call for acclamation? Okay, there's been a call for acclamation, so it unanimously moves to business of the day. So now we can vote on the amendment. Is there anyone that wants to speak on the speaker's list? All right, there's been a call to question. Is there a second? Okay, is there any dissent? All right, seeing none.
After it passed, you want to say the difference between standing rules?
Yep. Seeing none, we're actually going to vote on this through placards again. So if you want to vote to pass this resolution, please raise your placard. And this resolution is basically just to incorporate this entire standing rule. All right, and those that oppose, please raise your placards. And those that abstain? All right, by a vote of 23-0-1, this resolution passes, and this will be in our standing rule. Before I let you go, Aaron, could you just explain the difference between our charter, the standing rules, and bylaws?
Yes, sir.
That's really informative. Thank you. Good. Congratulations. All right, so that's the end of our agenda. We're actually going to move into executive session. So what this means is that only student assembly members will stay here.
Audience, get out.
So it's basically off the record. We're just going to all introduce ourselves, and we end every meeting at 6:30, so just for the new members. So we're moving into executive session.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.